So, yesterday we were talking about a very moving idea that the galuyos of the Shechina and Bayis Rishon, mina kaporos ala kruvim, you know, mina kruv, you know, ala miftan, and then, you know, moving out into the Chatzar HaMishkan, or the Chatzar HaMikdash, and then to the Choma, and then to the Ir, and then to the Midbar, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting. That is paralleled by the movement of the Sanhedrin and Bayis Sheni, and it went from, obviously, the Lishkas HaGazis to Chanos or Chanuyos. They were no longer Don Dini Nefashos, then to Yavne, Usha, Yavne, back to Usha. Then they ended up in the Galil, Tzipori, Beit Sha'arim, and Tveria, and Misham Hasidim Ligoel. So I like that idea very much, because it's, you know, within the general Hashem Elokecha Tira kind of an idea. Lo Sagurim Mipneish Ke'am Mishpat Lelokim Hu. It reflects the idea that the Shechina is really Shruya in the Sanhedrin. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Amar Yeshua in Karcha ve'odzos hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai she'afilu raj bezdin b'chol makom shelo yiwa eidim hochen ela l'makom havan. That the eidim should go to the makom havan. They don't have to follow the Rosh Bezdin, even though as Rashi says, ikar hachodesh tul yabo, because the Rosh Bezdin, right, b'makom Moshe has to say mikuda. So how is this as minua ledina kame de ameimar b'nahardoi as al ameimar l'mechoza? So ameimar went from nahardoa to mechoza velo azla basre. So he wrote a shtar shamta that she was misareves lavo ladin kasav Psicha ilavo, right? Ishtar shamta. So I'm going to Ravashi l'meim Ravon and Tznan. I feel the Rosh Bezdin b'chol makom shall you aidim hochel l'makom havan. So she didn't do anything wrong. She doesn't have to follow you to mechoza. So I'm like, hani mila in an edus hachodesh. One of the major topics of the first parak that we delved into was that edus hachodesh has different standards. We talked about it as the paradigmatic milsa da avida liguye, and that's why maybe, you know, we'll have shitos like a shita of Rabbi Shimon that will machshir and krovim. We want to train them to come. Where have we seen, what was probably the most dramatic expression of this concept of Nimseh Smach Shilan Lasid Lavo? Even when it came at the expense of Shabbos, right? We said we're not going to stop people from coming, right? And there was a Havamina that maybe Rabbi Kiva stood in the way, and the Gemara says, how could you possibly think that Rabbi Kiva wouldn't recognize the need to be Roas Hanolad and to think over the long term? But in general cases, they can't say smachshim lasid lavo. Avol hacha eved lova liish malva, which is a longer pasuk in Mishlei. Asher virashim yimshol, right? The wealthy rule over the destitute. The eved lova liish malva, and the eved, the lova becomes an eved to the ish malva. In other words, that this is my authority, and I'm going to insist on my authority. So this is an issue of Sirov Lavo Ladin. Okay, so Tan Rabbanan and Kohen Rishoy Malos B'Sanhedrin B'Sandalehen L'Duchan. That's based on L'Shares, L'Sharso L'Varech Bishmo, based on that Hekesh, which the Rambam makes a great deal of. That just like they do the Avoda Yechefim, the same maintains in terms of, as we know, Birkas Kohanim, which is a form of Avoda. V'zo Echad Miteshet HaKanos Shehiskin Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai Shista Hai Pirka Vechad the Pirka Kama. So what we saw in the first parak of the Masechta, that the Shluchin are only going to be Yotze on Shabbos in Tishrei and Nisan, and we saw five in this parak. So what were the five? Let's quickly do some Chazara. What were the five Takanas Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai in this parak? We just talked about the idea that they should be Mekabel Eidos all day long on Rosh Hashanah, and not just Mina Mincha L'mala after Chor Beis HaMikdash. Sheyehei Yom Hanaf Kulo Aser would be number two. That the Lulav would be Nital Kol Shiva, right, in the Gevulin would be number three. Before that, we had the idea of Tekios Bechol Makom Sheyesh Bezdin. Remember, Tosfos commented the reason that will be more Mekel, Afilu B'Shabbos, like the Din of the Mikdash. The reason that we're going to be more makel by shofar is because of the essential, existential nature of Kadesh Tala Zichroneinu Lefanav. Right? That was the fourth. And the fifth, right, that Afilu Raj Bezdin Bechol Makom, this is number five, nonetheless, they should go to the Makom Hava. Okay, so those are the five in this parak. The sixth, we saw in the first parak of Tishrei and Nisan. Okay. V'zo achad miteshet akadosh shiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh shistai pirka v'chad de pirka kama v'idach t'tani gershin izgar v'mazman azat tzarech sheyifrosh rova l'kino. He has to bring a korban kachem kavosecham. So just like this is the Gemara in Krisos, that our avos were nichnas lebris with mila, with tevila, with hartzaz damim, so there's going to be a korban. Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh made the takana that they shouldn't actually separate out the money now, because that could be an issue of Mi'ila. Amr Shimon Lazar Karnimna Le Rabbi Yochan Mitzakei Bitla Mipnei HaTakala. That is another one. V'idach Pukta De Rav Papa V'Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak. Rav Papa Amar Kerem Revai Rav Nachman B'Yitzchak Amar Lashon Zozahor. So the second two were subject to later disputes within the world of the Amoraim. In other words, numbers 8 and 9 were disputed. But here they are. Rav Papa Amar Kerem Revai Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Lashon Zozahor. Rav Papa Amar Kerem Revai Tani Kerem Revai Haya Olo Yerushalayim Mahalich Yom L'Chol Tzad V'Zohi Tchuma Elas Min Hadarom V'Akrevas Min Hatzafod Lud Min Hamarav. Right, Lud's been in the news a lot lately. V'Yardein Min Hamizrach. That's all a one day journey. V'Amar Ula V'Yisem Rabbar Ula Amr Yochanan Mata'am K'dei La'ater Shukei Yerushalayim B'Peros. It's a beautiful idea. And even though Al Pi Din Torah, that when it's Meiser Sheni, or it's Karen Revai, or Netta Revai, whatever it is, right, you're always allowed to be Poda with the Karen Vachomesh, but Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai wanted to be Ma'ater Shukei Yerushalayim V'Peros, so he disallowed that. So again, I keep on emphasizing this point to you. You know, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai wasn't the Mekel in the Beis HaMikdash, right? They accused him of terrible things that, you know, Tein Liyamne V'Chachameha was... And he wasn't beyond doubting himself, right? We talked about this so often, right? The Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was very open to people criticizing him. And the Gemara in Brachos says that he was crying, you know, on his deathbed. But he didn't do it as a kula in the Mikdash. He did it, Allah ruchalach, makosay acher paeich, kinidacha karulach, tzion hi doreshin la. He wanted everybody to be Doresh Tzion. He just didn't think the Beis HaMikdash was the right way to go for that generation. So here's just another instance of it. Kidei la'ater shukei Yerushalayim b'peros. And remember, you know, maybe the most dramatic expression of it was Yom Hanaf Kulo Aser, that beautiful lashon in the Gemara, where they say, you know, Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was choshesh that people would think to eat chadash, you know, Mishaheir Pnei HaMizrach. And so he said Yom Hanaf Kulo Aser. Okay. That one they thought there might be a din d'oraisa based on which words to do chazara from yesterday. What was the right? Etzem hayom hazeh adav yachem es korban alokicham itzumom shal yom. Okay, so b'tani kerem revoy hayol the Rabbi Lazar b'mizrach lod b'tzad kvar tevi ubikesh Rabbi Lazar lafkir laniyim, because he didn't want to be matriach to bring it up to Yerushalayim. So amrlo Talmidav, so the Talmidim of Rabbi Lazar ben Horkin has said to him, Rabbi, kvar nimnu chave recha. Interesting way to refer to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It was actually his Rabbi, Allah v'tiru. So man chave recha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So we'll come back to that in just a moment. But anyway, you don't have to be mafkir it. The rule was already made that it's only up until load. So you don't have to be, you know, concerned about something which is beyond that border. This is v'mizrach load. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Lashon Shel Zahoris, Tetani Berishon Hayu Koshin Lashon Shel Zahoris Al Pesach Ulam Mibachot. Hilbin Hayu Smeichim Lo Hilbin Hayu Atzevin. Hiskinu Sheyu Koshin Oso Al Pesach Ulam Mibifnim. Vadayin Hayu Metzitzin Berowin. So people were looking in inappropriately. This goes back to, you know, Maimon Har Sinai. Yopenya Hersuel Hashem Leros V'nafal Mimenu Rav. Right, Vazar Hakarev Yumas. You can't have people looking where they're not supposed to look. Vayechazu Asolu Him. Vayochlu Vayishdu. So Hilbin Hayusmeichan Lo Hilbin Hayuatzevin. Iskinu Sheyu Koshin Oso Chetzio Betzala VeChetzio Ben Karnev Shalsir Mishdaleach. So Dechiyaso Minatzuk Zo Ishchitaso. Nobody was going to be able to look. So Nachman Yitzchak My Time Alomer Kerav Papa Amelcha Yisal Kedaitach Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Chaverav de Rabbi Elazar, mihava rabalava. It wasn't his chaver, he was his Rebbe. Right, so that's something that Rabbi Eliezer presumably would have known from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? Especially Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, who was the Bor Sud, she'enu ma'abei tipa, especially Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, shalo amar davar miyamav, shalo amar mishum rabo. Very strange to believe that Rabbi Elazar wouldn't be aware of this. V'idach, kevin de talmidim havu, lav orach ara l'meimelei l'rabei raboch. So they'll defend it and say that they didn't want to insult the kavod of their Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, so they didn't want to say in his presence, Rabach, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so they just said, Chavrach. Rav Papa, my time lo amr, Krav Nachri, Yitzchor Melo Yisal Kadaitach, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you got to be kidding me that this Takana V'lashon Shel Zahoris is in the days of Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and you have a Lashon Shel Zahoris. So Tani, Kosh Nosef, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Meir Vesrim Shana, he lived 120 years. The first 40 years, he was in Shevet Zvulun. Mem Shana Asak Bipakmatia. So then after that, Mem Shana Lamad. Then he transferred to Shevet Yisachar. Then Mem Shana Limeh. Then he transferred to Shevet Levi, as I like to say. Yerub Mishpatach Al Yaakov Bisaras Chali Yisrael. So he experienced a lot of different things. Okay. V'tanya Mem Shana Kodem Shenechra Vavayis Lohaya Lashon Shel Zahoris. Mal bin Elamadim. By the time Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came around, you know, his tkufa of leadership, last 40 years of his life, you know, which is his tkufa of leadership, you know, so there was no such thing as the Lashon Shel Zahoris ever being Lavan. It was always Adom, because the Jewish people were guilty. This idea of 40 years comes up in the Gemara Masech Gittin as well. How do I know Dafka 40 years? That 40 years beforehand? Remember, yesterday we talked about 40 years, Kodem, Chorban Abayis, Galsa, HaSanhedrin, the Chanuyas, they weren't Dandi and Nefashos. But give me another, that's the Gemara in Vodazara. Give me another Raya from the Gemara in Gittin that it was 40 years that was really the trouble. In terms of Bayis Sheni, it's in the immediate context of Tain Li Yavne Vechachameha, Chushilasa Durum Lial. So what was the third thing that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked for of the Romans? Right, the Asvasa for Reb Tzadok, because Reb Tzadok had been fasting for 40 years. Okay, so there's a very important idea to be had here, which is that it would appear that, like, you know, like the writing was on the wall for 40 years. So the entire tkufa of leadership of Yochanan ben Zakkai. So this is a very beautiful conclusion to this section of the Gemara. It's not Bishachar Beis Abayis Hiskin Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'idach osam arvayim shana delamad talmida yoshev lifnei rabo havo v'amar milsa v'istaber taime. People like the idea. V'kavei rabbi bishmei. So who was his rabbi? Who was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's rabbi that was perfectly willing to share the credit with him? Wasn't going to try to take credit like the researchers do today. They try to get their graduate students and their postdoctoral fellows to do all the work for them. Then they just put the name on top of the paper and say that it's all the chidushim. They sit in their office, they write grants. You know, so they may have contributed one or two ideas. This is a problem in the scientific world. But in the Torah world, you know, Kol Amr Davar B'Shem Amro, you know, maybe Geula La'olam. Tomer Esther L'Melech B'Shem Mordechai. So who was the Rebbe? Not a trick question. Who was the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Sariel? Well, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Rebbe of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yossi HaKohen and Rabbi Shimon ben Asano, Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Who is the Rebbe? Zev, go ahead. Good to see you, by the way.
Hillel, right.
Hillel HaZaken, right. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Katan Shebechulon, so Hillel gave him credit. Okay. Great. Seder Rachos, Omer Avos, Gvuros, Kedushas HaShem, V'kolo Malchios Imoem, V'eino Tokeya, Kedushas Hayom, Tokeya, Zechronis Tokeya, Shofaros Tokeya, V'omer Avoda, Hoda, Virchas Kohanim, Direi Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So he has a very mistaber, a very logical, persuasive approach here. And he says, look, you know, we're already saying HaMelech HaKadosh, that's a sugya in the first parak of Masech Brachos. We've talked about it at great length in years past. So once you're already saying HaMelech HaKadosh, so that's where you should put Malchios in. And then the next bracha, right, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron, so then you'll be Tokeh there. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Im eno tokeo lemalchios, lama hu maskir u lama hu maskir. It's a little hard to know, but Rabbi Akiva says something we've made a big to-do about in years past, that if you're not going to be tokeo for purposes of malchios, so then why would you bother even mentioning them? And the whole idea is malchios kedeshet tamli chuni aleichem zichronos kedeshet tala zichronechem lefanu letova uvameh b'shofar. So the kol shofar, the tkiros de mu'umar, elevate the psuke malchios. Ela omer avos guros u'kedushas Hashem v'kol malchios im kedushas hayom v'tokeya zichronos v'tokeya shofaros v'tokeya v'omer avoda hoda'a u'birchas kohanim. So the way that it works out, according to Rabbi Akiva, is that you combine the malchios with the kedushas hayom melach al kol ha'aretz mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. And as we've noted in the past, to be sure, right, the idea that the malchios are the essential kedushas hayom is very important. Right, that's what's going on here. So we'll see many different expressions of this idea and other perspectives on this idea in the Gemara. Some of the Rabbi Kiva ino tokei malchios lamo masker rachman amar itker. Which Gemara does this remind you of? It's exactly the same structure earlier in the Masechta. Lama, go ahead, Zev, you have it. Yeah, beautiful. Lama token, k'shen yoshin v'chosin token k'shen omdin, right? The Gemara said, you know, why do we blow the shofar? And the Gemara says, the response is, Rachman Amar. The Torah says that we're supposed to. And then the Gemara says, no, why do we do it twice? Right? V'chozrin v'token k'shen omdin, right? And then k'dei la'arbe v'sosatan. And that's where Tosos comes on to his idea about, what about Baal Tosef? And it's as if you're just repeating the mitzvah, it's not Baal Tosef. Right? So we just came across that. See, it's the same structure of the Gemara here. So Rachmana Amar Idkar. Elo alama eser le'matesha. Ho'il v'ishtini. Ishtani. So the Gemara says, right, you can make the argument that we will actually diminish and go down from 10 to 9. Right? If you're not going to have the tkia, so Rabbi Kiva's perspective would be, then why would you have 10? Which is really interesting. So Tanu Rabbanim Inayin Shomrim Avo Shenam Rahavu L'Hashem B'nei Elim. Strong. Chazak. Minayin she'omrim gevuro she'nem rahavu l'Hashem kavod va'oz. Oz, aligning with gevuro. Minayin she'omrim kedusho she'nem rahavu l'Hashem kavod shemo. Hishtachavu l'Hashem bahadras kodesh. Minayin she'omrim malchios zechronos v'shofaros. And then again, according to the Baal HaMor, it's in all of the tefilos hayom. Reb Lazar omer dechsev, Shabbason zechron trua mikra kodesh. Shabbason ze kedushas hayom. Zikaron elu zechronos, trua elu shofaros, mikra kodesh, kadsheyo be'asiyas melachos. Ola Rabbi Kiva disagrees with his rabbi, mibnei malo nemar shabbason shivo, shabbo pasach hakasuv tchila. Ela shabbason kadsheyo be'asiyas melacha. Zichron elu zechronos, trua elu shofaros, mikra kodesh, zo kedushas hayom. Very fascinating idea where you derive the iser melacha from. Is it from the mikra kodesh? Or is it from Shabbason in its own right? That's where the Ramban writes his famous essay about Shabbason, right? Yelacham Shabbason, not just the Dvarim Shem Yishum Malacha, Dvarim Shem Yishum Shavos, Talmud Lomar Shabbason. So Minayin She'omrim Malchios, Tani Rabbi Omer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Uvachodesh HaShavi'i Zo Malchos. So if you look in the section, the Parshas HaMo'adim in Emor, the pasuk says, "V'kutzrachem eskitzir artzachem lo sechalep haatzadcha b'kutzrachem v'leket kitzircha lo slaket le'ani v'lager tazov osam ani Hashem Elokeichem." And then we have v'chodesh hashvi'i be'achad chodesh yelachem shavason in the very next section. So it's ani Hashem Elokeichem u'v'chodesh hashvi'i. So Rabbi Shita, in terms of this being the makar for Malchios, undoubtedly emphasizes the aspect of Malchios that relates to, you know, Lashem Haaretz Umloa Tevo V'yoshvei Va, and therefore really belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Leket Shechacha and Peya. Another perspective,
Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Tzarech Haria Omer, Vayulacham Zikaro, Nifnei Lokechem, is Chatzotzros. Shein Tamalomer, Nei Hashem Lokechem, Atamalomer, Nei Hashem Lokechem, Zabana Av, Vachol Makom, Shenem, Rabbi Zichronus, Yumalchi Osimaan. Veheichan Omra, Lekedusha Sayom, Tan Rabbi Omer, Ima Malchios Omra, Mamatzina Vachol Makom, Berevius, Avkan, Berevius. So Rabbi's perspective, Rabbi Kiva's perspective, then Malchios are synthesized with the Kedusha Sayyam. That is how we paskin. Rishimlom Lilo Merim is a chronos omra. Mamatzinu b'chol makom be'em safkan be'em. It's a very fascinating counterpoint that maybe the Kedusha Sayyam should go with the zichronos, right? It would be, Zocher Habris, Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. Instead of Melech HaKol Aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. And there's an argument to be made there. Zichron Trua. Kevan is the Karon Kasi Gibifnim Dami, everything that we've said about that. Ukshekitchu Bezden is Hashana Ba'usha, Yarib Yochan Rokalifne Rishimulio Vasak Rab Yochan Binuri. So Amarlo Rab Shimaloyu Nogin Kin Biyavna. This is not the way it was done in Yavna, which was the station before Usha. So Yom Hasheni, the Gemara is going to say it really means the next year, because they weren't yet up to the idea of 2 days. Yared Rabbi Chanina ben Osher, Rabbi Yosef Lili Vasek, Rabbi Kiva. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gugliel, Kacha Yonogin Biyavnan. You've corrected it. Lemaim Rabbi Shimon Gugliel, Rabbi Kiva Svirlev, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Malchiosim Kedusha Sayom. So Amar Lahu, Rabbi Shimon Gugliel, Omer Kedusha Sayom, Im Zichronos. Amar Lahu, Amar Bzeira, Lomar, Shetokin the Malchios. Okay, he didn't agree all the way. Maybe you could put the Kedusha Sayom with Zichronos, but he fully agrees with Rabbi Kiva that you have to have Tkios for Malchios and you have to have Tkios for Zichronos. When you have to have tekios for shofaros, so the yom hasheni yarad ruchanina ma yisheni ilim a yamtiv sheni the main read the abruah leelul. So Rabbi Chanina Barakana bimos Ezra veelachol matinu elam meubar. Rav Chista ma yisheni liyom sheni l'shana haba. The next year they corrected it. So in pochsin me'aser malchios me'aser zechronos me'aser shofaros. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Amar imamar shalosh shalosh mikulan yatsa. The truth is that you could get away with even less b'diavad. So Hani Yasser Malchios can I get me? So what is it based on? So Amar, let me just check to see who the proper author is, the attribution. So Amar Ablevi, so Ablevi responds, can I get a sorry Hilulim Shamar David Sefer Tehillim? So these are the 10 Hilulim that David and Melech mentioned in Sefer Tehillim. So the Gemara challenges that. It says Hilulim Tuva Avu. So Hanach Tiksiv Behu Halu Beteka Shofar. So we're talking about Tehillim, Mizmar, Kuf Nun, Halu Beneva Lechinor, etc. So this understands the nature of the Malchios to be a din in Shevach, right? Like in this week's parsha, Vahivi Shur Melech, Misasi Rashiam Yachat Shetei Yisrael. Rashi quotes that pasuk in the context of Asay Lecha Shtei Chatzotzos Kesef, right? That Moshe Rabbeinu would have this song of Shevach played with the chatzotzos wherever he would go in front of them. So this is, again, emphasizing the aspect of Malchios that correlates with Shevach. So Rav Yosef Amar Keneged Aseres HaDibros Shenemru Lo L'Moshe B'Sinai. It's a very different emphasis of Malchios, a Malchios of Kabbalah S'Malchus Shamayim, right? Of accepting the yoke of heaven. That's what Matan Torah represents. Rav Yochanan Amar Keneged Aser Marmaro Shevehen Nivra Ha'olam. So Rabbi Yochanan is a third perspective in Malchios, so the perspective again of creation of the world. Hayom haras olam, hayom yamid b'mishpat kol yitzrei olamim. Zayom tchilas masecha zikaron liyom rishon. So, haynin hu, what are they 10? So we know that vayomer appears 9 times, like vayomer elokim yiyor, vayomer elokim tachei aretz dasha, vayomer elokim yihi rekiya besoch hamayim, vayomer elokim yishritzu hamayim. So Vayomer the Bracious Tesavu Bracious Nami Maimar Hu Dachsiv Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Naasu. So Bracious is also considered a Ma'amar. So Biochan Minu Yomer Imamar Shalosh Shalosh Mikulan Yatza. See Bailu Echtan Shalosh Minatar Shalosh Minadvim Shalosh Minaksuvim Davutesha Vikmeneo Chayat Chada. That there's only one that really distinguishes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri from Rabbi Kiva. Odoma Echad Min Torah Vechad Min Nevim Echad Min Aksuvim. Dehavilu Shalosh Vika Ben Ayotuva. It's a difference of 7. So Tashma the Tani in Pochsin Measer Malchios Ser Zechronos Ser Shofaros Vimar Shema Mikulan Yatsa Kineged Shiva Rikiyim. Again, emphasizing the Kaddish Baruch Hu's Malchus as the dominant theme that he created 7 layers in the Rikiyah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Amar
So if you say three from each of them, you're Yotzei, and there's three from Torah, three from Nevi'im, three from Ksuvim. Can I get Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim? Ve'amila, can I get Kohanim, Nevi'im, Yisraelim? So Amar Avuna, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, K'Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Normally we say that, certainly Halacha, Rabbi Kiva, Mechavirav, that we'd agree to, but here it seems like the Rabbim are Cholik on Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Truth is, we could go even further than this, and B'di'evit, you could get away with significantly less. What's interesting is if you look in the Rambam never talks about Ksuvim. Anybody remember how the Rambam talks about it when he talks about the Psukim that come from Ksuvim? Just going to bring it up because we have a moment. I think it's very fascinating that the Rambam does this, and I have a theory about it. So I'll share it with you. But while we're doing that, I think it's just a good chance to do a little bit of Chazara. He said that there were 9 takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. One in the first parak about Tishrei and Nisan, and then an additional 5 here that we learned about, and then an additional 3 that the Kohanim, in terms of Birchas Kohanim, that they do it Yachef, without their shoes. La'atir Shukei Yerushalayim Beperos, and the Lashon Shel Zahoris, he didn't want anybody violating, you know, that space, and that was his earliest takana when he was a Talmud, Hayoshev Lifnei Rabbo Amar, and Hillel credited him with it. We talked about the integration of Malchios and Kedusha Sayo, Melech al Kol Aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron. Rabbi Kiva's clear formulation of the idea that the Tekios, the Mu'umad, are meant to be Ma'ala, the Psukim. We talked about that a little bit earlier in the week, that on Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, that the point of emphasis becomes much more the Psukim themselves. We don't have a Trua, but we have a Zichron Trua. There's more emphasis on those psukim. Then we talked about, you know, where are you going to put the Kedusha Sayom? We saw the theory of Malchios. We saw even the theory of Zichronos, arguably being the proper locus for the Kedusha Sayom, which I think is a very fascinating idea. It takes us back to Zichron Trua, V'nizkartim, T'fei Hashem Elokeichem, Noshatim Eveichem, Ein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. So that's certainly very important as well. I'm just going to share my screen with you to show you Shita of the Rambam and a little bit of a theory of the case. Just to finish the review, we wanted to know the Asara Malchios connected me. So one perspective is the Shevach of Sefer Tehillim, right? Of Mizmar Kofnun, Halukel Bekacho, Bekio Uzo. Another perspective is the perspective of Hashem Aretzim Loa, Tevil Yoshiva, the Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything. Right, so it's connected Asar Ma'amaros. Another one is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. It's connected Ma'amar Har Sinai. Just like we had the debate about where the Psukei Malchios come from. Is it from the Chatzotros? V'nizkart v'nei Hashem Elokeichem v'noshatim eveichem. V'ayulacham zikar v'nei Elokeichem ani Hashem Elokeichem. The idea of Kaddish Baruch Hu is the one who's Mashkiach. Or is it La'ani v'lageret hazovu sam peya, that everything really belongs to him. So here you see in the Rambam, Shalosh Brachos and Soyos, Eilu, Shal Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shal Yovel, Malchia, Zichron Shal Shofar, Sma'ak, Vazo, Etzo. Vazor Chlam, Vachol Bracha, Me'en Atzor Psukin, Me'en Abracha. Shalosh Psukin, Me'en Atzor, Shalosh Misefer, Tehillim, Shalosh Misefer, Tehillim, Ushlosh Mina Nevi'im. So what do you make of it? Shalosh Misefer, Tehillim, not Mina Ksuvim. So they all come from Sefer Tehillim. So I love this. The Rambam's emphasizing that Sefer Tehillim is really the perfect sefer for the day. That ties into the theme of Malchios, right? Because David HaMelech was the Melech, but what made him the Melech was because he realized he wasn't the ultimate Melech. When Nikalosi od mizos v'aisi shafal be'inai v'ima mahos asher amart imami kaveda, that David HaMelech, was the great king of the Jewish people, specifically because his entire sefer is Shevach Vehoda to the absolute Melech, the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. And again, the liturgy of David HaMelech is so prominent on Rosh Hashanah. The first thing we say in Rosh Hashanah that's different than Ma'ariv of the rest of the year is right, La'ashem ha'aretz u'mala, tevel v'yoshveva. Before the Kaddish, what do we say? Tiku v'chodesh ovar v'kesli yom chagenu ki chok Yisrael mishpal elokei Yaakov. That comes last time I checked from Sefer Tehillim as well. Tehillim is more pe'alav. So David HaMelech gives us the framework. Avram is the hero of Rosh Hashanah, but David HaMelech is, I would say, the poet of Rosh Hashanah. And before Tkiyah Shofar, what do we do? Lam Natsayach, Livnei Korach, Mizmor, Rei Kol Amim, Tikuchaf, Harilu L'kim B'Kol Rino. Everything is there. So Shloshim Yisefer Tehillim Shloshim Min HaNeviim Ve'echad Min HaTorah Mashim Bo. V'im Hishlam Min HaViyatzah V'im HaRapasak Echad Min HaTorah Ve'echad Min Ksum Ve'echad Min HaNeviim Yatzah V'afilu Amar V'Tarascha Hashem Elokeinu Kasev Leimar V'amar Pasak Shal Torah V'hifsik Shuvin Utzarech Chlum. So the Rambam has like four different madrigos here. It's a very unusual halacha in the Rambam, right? That you need to have some pasuk in the end. You need to be ma'ala something, but we go. It's like Avram and Sodom. We start out with 10, and then we negotiate our way down to 9, and then 3, and then to 1, and okay. So very fascinating perspectives. Yeah. Okay, very good. So we'll pick it up with the Mishnah, God willing, tomorrow. Again, and then we'll meet again on Sunday, probably 7:15 again, if that works. And then it should be Monday at the same time, and then probably getting pretty close to finishing it. So on Monday we'll evaluate. I don't know, we have about 3 dapim left, right? To Lamed Hay. It's in the bottom of Lamed Beis and Aleph, so... some lengthy Tosis in that I want to cover. Yeah, so we'll see if Monday is enough. Otherwise, we'll be back on Tuesday. Okay. See everybody tomorrow. Oh, sorry, y'all. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just...